Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning.
Why are you so happy?
Hey, it's Friday.
Thank goodness it's Friday. Happy Friday.
All right, it's Friday.
Why are you happy about that?
End of the week?
The end of the week?
And then suddenly it's the weekend.
What about your broadcasting work?
I can do it with my eyes.
The sooner we begin, the sooner we finish.
And it's Friday.
This is my favorite day.
Actually, it's my favorite too.
Shall we begin?
Showtime.
Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. A couple of minutes, 6:03 actually, Friday morning, Carla.
Yes, it is. And by the way, I know it begins, I believe, tomorrow, the Chinese New Year. It is the year of the rat.
Oh, so, year of the rat.
So happy Chinese New Year. We've been eating fortune cookies all week that were sent to us, you know, in honor of that.
Yeah.
Man, they're good,
by the way. Do we still have some left?
I think we still have a couple. I see them every once in a while on someone's desk. There's one.
And can I ask you, do fortune cookies ever go bad? I mean, they taste stale to begin with.
They do. They do. They're kind of just a lightly sweetened cardboard flavor.
Yeah.
And they're good. They're good if you dip them in a coffee or a tea. They're really
something
good. And you can only do that you can do it longer than an Oreo, but you know, to soften them a little bit.
Okay.
Because that'll rip the roof of your mouth right off.
There were no lottery numbers on the fortunes.
No.
Though.
No. These were very nice and very kind.
Yes.
You know, we were open. All of them, me, Morty, and Wendy,
happy year of the rat.
I see, yes.
If you're listening,
year
this
of
morning.
The rat, people.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. In fact, right through the weekend, high in the upper 60s, mid to upper 60s, right through the weekend, 45 this morning. As we start out, Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, there may be a Genesis reunion.
What? No.
Tell you what's going on.
All right. We'll find out more about that story and some others. Entertainment news after Journey. And who's crying now?
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So Rod Stewart recently sent Ozzy Osbourne a note after he revealed earlier in the week that he has Parkinson's. The note read, "Dear Ozzy, rotten luck, mate, but well done coming forward. Now get out on the road and do what you do best. Much love, Sir Rod."
Oh.
Sir Rod, he signs it. I love it. So Phil Collins, Mike Rutherford, Tony Banks went to a Knicks game together the other night. And everybody's thinking, uh-oh, is there a Genesis reunion coming? Because a lot of times people get together, go do something. That's how the Friends reunion started, you know, when Courtney Cox had everybody over to dinner.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Jennifer Aniston posted the picture. It's like, something might happen, and you never know.
Maybe they were there at the garden scoping it out for
maybe so.
A
that
gig.
Could be for a gig, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe they were just watching the game, but, you know.
Well, it's the Knicks.
But I hope. Yes, I know. So maybe they were just watching the game.
No.
Sting was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he has, of course, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Well, he recently got busted checking it out.
I was trying to be discreet, just slowly walking down, and somebody said, "Checking out your star, Sting." I went, "Yes, I am." And there I am between the Andrews sisters and Donald Duck. But if you think about it, it's exactly where I should be.
That's pretty funny. Good company, actually. That's pretty good company.
It really is.
James Taylor has a new album and a tour with Jackson Browne on the way. Now, they are not coming here as of yet. However, Roger Waters is. He will tour North America this summer through the fall, September 4th. He will be here in Las Vegas.
Wow.
So there's that. And don't miss Kansas, live over at the Smith Center, March 21st.
Christiana Sulani. Carla got the call from the Beasley banker. Found out she won $1,000. Her reaction after she got the news.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, that's it.
What?
Really? That's awesome.
It's $1,000.
Really? That's awesome.
Okay, fine.
What are you going to do with the money?
Maybe go shopping.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Treat yourself to something. There's something. All right.
There is something. Your next chance to win, cash in the 10K payday contest. A little less than 2 hours from now. 8:00, we'll have another code word for you. All the details, complete rules about the 10K payday contest on the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3kklz.com.
Hey, wake up!
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3kklz.
Okay, I got to be honest. When I heard this clip, this audio clip, I said, this is the call I would never want to get. Listen to this. A woman's ex-husband calls her with the news.
I thought about you.
That after 29 years of divorce, they were still married. Listen to this call.
Seriously, you want to hear something funny? So I went in to probe it because I needed a copy of the divorce. I had a copy of both my divorces.
Yeah.
Well, I went in and I was speaking to the lady. They were about to hand it to me. When they stopped and they looked, they said, wait a minute, this thing's not signed.
What's not signed?
Will you listen to me?
Marco, just tell me.
The judge never signed our divorce. So if you have a spot on the side of the bed, I still sleep on the right side.
Everybody thinks it's so funny. And both of them have gone on in their life and gotten remarried. So how do you even I mean, so, is that a technicality? So, you just go, all right, so just have him sign it.
He's a polygamist now.
He's a rule breaker.
Wow. Not their fault. Yeah, it's got to be a technicality. I mean, they'll you know, move that through, but that's pretty funny.
Has anybody else got that call?
That's pretty funny. That's
judge, you know, forgot to sign it.
I would imagine that goes on a lot.
The papers got lost.
I would imagine that goes on more often than people would even imagine because the court system is so backed up anyhow.
Right.
So I question whether or not people I married are married.
Yeah. Yeah.
As in if
that's
I really
right.
do. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Somewhere down the line, I know one of them was. For sure.
When you get that certificate online to
yeah. Well, I had to go through like some other classes and
stuff. Oh, did
you
really?
Yeah, I did.
Like a seminar?
I did.
Seriously?
Yeah, I really did online. But Nevada doesn't, you know, they're really.
It's Nevada.
Yeah. But I had some friends who called me like the first one I did. This was like 25 years ago. And they said, we had to get married in the Catholic Church. I said, oh, God, have you guys not been married the whole time? She said, no. No, it was in order to, you know, baptize,
Well, maybe we should put this out. If you were married by Carla, please check.
Make sure that that's been filed and that they could read my signature and that I'm it's valid.
I had a friend that got married in the Bahamas. And they got their marriage certificate about 3-4 months later. And it was his name and some completely different woman's name on it.
Whoops. And I'm sure the woman, who the hell is this?
Yeah. And he said, I don't know, but maybe I'd like to find out. Why not? That's too funny.
Anybody else, if you've ever gotten that call, we'd love to hear from you. Kathy's on the phone. What's up, Kathy?
So I'm calling about your little thing about the person that wasn't really divorced. My brother had kind of a situation that was a little bit different. He married a woman. We had the wedding at my house. We had a preacher come. People were there. It was great. And then her ex-husband popped up and said, you know, we're not divorced yet. I gave her the money to file the divorce papers, and she never did.
Ooh.
That was fun. So, yeah, then we had to go through the annulment process, and there was a whole other issue, but yeah, so it was kind of similar.
But they got everything fixed up and they got married and everybody's happy.
No, they ended up getting divorced because she was cheating on him. So.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Well, that's too bad. Kathy, thanks a lot for the call. Have a good day.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
I hate when that happens. All that work for nothing.
Oh, man.
Carla, I just got a text from my wife, Jody, about last hour, talking about, you know, and she goes, that makes no sense. Don't you have to show divorce papers to obtain a marriage license if you were married before?
Yeah. I've never been divorced, but I've never heard anyone I know having to show those. Who's been divorced, so I don't know. Yeah.
I have no idea. Well, Jody and I have both been divorced, so.
Yeah.
She would know. You know what? Let me, hold on. I'll text, Ann Zimmerman, used to be a judge here.
Yeah.
Let me text her and see what she says. Because that sounds right.
I got her, like, right.
I mean, unless it was an a double overlook.
Maybe.
Because it was just a signature by the judge, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, they were filed, right? I mean, you know.
No, but what about Kathy?
I would imagine that they'd
What about Kathy?
That one, yeah. No, I was going to say, though, if something's sitting there, I would imagine they'd just, like, backdate it and take, you know.
I would imagine. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sorry about it. My bad.
Yeah. I'm surprised that the judge even said, did I not sign that? Be like, ooh, just file those away. There you go. Put them in the back there. Just put those in the back of the file.
I'm going on vacation. Sunshine today and right through the weekend. Going to be nice. Mid to upper 60s for the highs. 45 now, and Carla has a few things we think you should know.
I do. As a matter of fact, Morty, some new food items coming out that you'll be excited about.
Scared both of us.
I know.
Morty! All right, we'll do that. Some others after the Eagles.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the state of North Carolina has passed a law that now requires high schoolers to take a personal finance class before they can graduate. This is probably a great idea. Way to go, North Carolina. The new requirement will go into effect the upcoming school year, and administrators are hoping that this will help millennials better manage their finances. This would be, I'm sure parents would love this.
Yeah.
You know? Morty, Taco Bell will start selling buffalo chicken nacho fries.
Hey.
I know. The end of the month, the fries will be topped with chicken, shredded cheddar cheese, warm nacho cheese sauce, pico de gallo, sour cream, and buffalo sauce. Ugh. There's a lot going on there. Sounds good, actually. Sounds good.
Would you actually order it and eat it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No questions asked.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good, actually.
I'm going to stop by there on the way home.
That sounds really good, actually.
Glad your day's planned out.
Well, I also have to plan the rest of my day out after
home. Yes, exactly. There's a lot going on there. Yes, lots going on
there. Hopefully you got some leftover toilet paper.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a problem, Mike. And today is indeed National Peanut Butter Day. Now, many women have started shaving with peanut butter, and dermatologists say it has that moisturizing effect because it's very oily, but it can also be highly allergenic. So do be careful. It can cause hives. Too much oil, of course, you can break out, and God forbid anybody in your household is allergic to nuts. They could get a contact rash anytime.
Morty, she had to say nuts.
Yeah, there we go.
There's so much that could go wrong there.
Yes,
like,
there is.
First thing I see is somebody shaving, and then they're like, oh, something's on my finger. Because you know that's one of the problems. You know that's going to happen. Yeah. Everyone sticks the finger in the peanut butter jar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that could happen or go wrong. We would love to talk to a woman.
I'm just going
to
let you guys talk right now.
Who shaves with peanut butter.
Yeah.
702-739-9636. Would you try it over the weekend?
Peanut butter's gritty. I wouldn't.
Yeah, do you do smooth or chunky?
What do you use smooth?
Yeah, it's really gritty.
Don't be stupid.
And I don't like being oily, so I wouldn't do it. No, I wouldn't do it at all.
All right. Well, if there's a woman out there that's done this.
Matter of fact, this might be a little fun fact to know and tell about Carla, but I'm kind of I don't use like a shaving cream or anything. I use a nice soap. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's all. It keeps them very smooth and nice. And
well, it'll keep your fingers out of your mouth.
Everything else as well. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm not dipping into that and having to give it a taste. Oh, yeah, that's soap. That's soap right there. It is Friday. A few things you should know.
Less than a couple of weeks away, it's going to be San Francisco taking on, who is it?
Kansas City,
yes. Chiefs. You know, Jeff Anderson, a big Chief fan, so he's very excited.
Garoppolo and Mahomes.
That's the big matchup.
Yeah.
And along with the big game comes the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I hate about it, because they release all the commercials, or there's a way to find out what they're going to be, and you can watch them and listen to them. So when the game is on, it's like, oh, well, now it's over. Don't have to watch as much.
I know it.
We're a part of that just likes to wreck this stuff. Uber, listen to this. Uber and Budweiser Canada have teamed up to do an anti-drug, drunk driving Super Bowl ad. In this one, a bunch of smart home devices are saying the catchphrases while displaying a message about drinking responsibly. And the homeowner comes in and catches them talking to each other. But this is one of the big game ads. Yes. Listen to this.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Wishing I was watching the game, having a bud. What's up with you?
Like you, wishing I was watching the game, having a bud.
True, true.
What's up?
Who is that?
What's up? Yo, where's the unit?
It's a smart world. Don't be stupid about how you get around.
That was close.
True, true.
Okay, so
they brought it back. I love it. I love that.
So that's just one of them, and I'm sure all next week we'll have more for you. So if you want to.
Once in a while, I hear people still, you know, say, there's some things that stuck around, there's some things that didn't.
Right.
And that one, some of those kind of, you know,
came
and went. Yes.
Was out.
And it was funny for that year.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. Morty, earlier you mentioned the 7-Up
seven
yours.
Up.
Yeah. 7-Up yours. Make
we're going to switch gears. Do you have that catchphrase that you still use even though it's out of date?
Well, yeah. Is there a term or something? I mean, I still say groovy. And that really wasn't even part of my vernacular as a kid. That was my brother's, really. Yeah. But
groovy?
Groovy. And when I say it, like younger kids are kind of like, oh, yeah, it's cool again. But, you know, when I say it to my own peers, apparently it's not so cool.
Well, keep on trucking.
Get up. Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 963-KKLZ.
Yeah, what used to be old is new again.
Yeah.
What's up?
I know. It's back.
Budweiser bringing it back for the big game. And a few of those sponsors do that every once in a while.
Right. If something worked, something's nostalgic, why not? Right?
So, like the catchphrase, what's up?
Yes, exactly.
Any other catchphrases you use that would be considered old for now?
Well, somebody's a little upset at all the kids saying bra, like ladies' underwear. It's bro. It's not bra. It's bro.
If you're talking to, like, Morty or even Ryan in promotion, bra.
Yeah, that's not how they said it on Beverly Hills 90210.
I thought it was bro.
Yeah, isn't it bro? Yeah,
bro,
there.
B-R-A-H, bro.
Yeah.
Bro in Hawaii.
Yeah. Well,
B-R-A-H.
Yeah. There's a whole group of people out there who's saying, yeah, and you guys have it wrong, but yeah.
There you go.
It's bro. Tamara said, I still use swell. When someone asks me how I'm doing, I tell them I'm doing swell. Thank you. Also, I know, that sounds so cute.
And
so David, come back here to me, David. He said, David, you're so cute. He said, I use color me, you know, color me gone, color me embarrassed.
What?
Yeah, haven't you ever heard that?
No.
You ever heard that expression? You don't know that?
Never.
That was from like the 80s, big time. Oh, color me
and I was there. Well, maybe,
yeah,
well,
not really.
Well, not really.
That was more my era. Yeah. Oh, I was there. Yeah, that was a big expression, actually. Oh, color me stupid.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Nina's on the phone. Nina, what about you?
So I was talking to my boss about one of my coworkers, and I told her that he was dipping in the Kool-Aid without knowing the flavor. She says, I haven't heard that in about 20 years. And I said, well, you're welcome.
What?
Well, there you go. Well, you're welcome. Dipping in the Kool-Aid without knowing the flavor.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
I got to be honest. I've never heard that.
I don't know that I've ever heard that either, quite honestly. I like it.
Brady, what about you? What's the phrase?
Like yesterday, my dude came over. He's a friend of mine. And he was telling me about this new stuff he was getting and all this awesome dog training stuff he's doing. He's all excited about starting a new life. And I'm like, cool beans.
What?
He's like, no way, dude. I say that all the time. That's crazy. Never heard anybody say cool beans, like, ever. And I'm like, bean, that's a bee.
Yep, trees and carrots.
Cool beans.
First of all, what are you doing listening to our station?
I know. Cool beans, man. No, man. Cool beans.
That's great. People are blowing up the text line at 702-739-9636. These are, you know, these sayings that every once in a while come back, or they never go away.
No, they don't. Though a lot of people are commenting on dude guy. They liked him. Mike said, bomb diggity. Bomb diggity. It's the bomb diggity. Another one of our listeners, Coolio, I know a lot of people who still say that.
Every once in a while.
I do it.
Yeah, I know. I got a couple of write-ons, which I still use as well.
Yeah.
That's cool. And Mike's, you said it earlier, and Tommy said, don't make fun of Keep on Truckin', Mike. It's still out there.
I know. Why do you think I throw it out there every once in a while?
Truckin'. Okay. All right.
You know, remember the guy with the big foot?
With the big foot that was stepping out and the big thumb.
Yeah.
That's right.
Keep on truckin'.
Love it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the calls. Everybody texting in. 7:55. We have another code word for you. Put some cash in your pocket. 10K payday contest. So you can qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. We'll do that after Aerosmith. Sweet Emotion. You still have a couple of minutes. Dollar. Dollar is the code word this hour. Cash in $1,000. Enter it before 8:15. Win $1,000. 45911, the text number. Or if you want to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize, enter that word through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com.
Hold, please. What are you eating?
Mac and cheese and chicken.
Is there curry?
No.
Curry? No.
I made garlic herb butter chicken last night.
Okay. Something's making me almost sneeze. No, it smells good. And I love it. And I like curry, but I thought I was smelling a little curry. Okay.
I can't stand curry.
No, you
don't
can't
like the
stand
smell.
Anything that isn't meat and a potato.
That's right.
Yeah, get it off my plate. It's a tomato, Mike.
Don't need
it. It's a tomato.
Don't need it.
The chicken sounds good, though.
What is that? Mustard. You're like a young child.
Why is it on my shirt?
Ew. What is it? Get it off. It's rice. Okay.
I don't mind rice.
Oh, well, there you go.
In fact, I brought in some Mongolian beef and rice.
Then you eat Mongolian beef, though.
Yes. See, that's what I don't like about people that say, oh, he doesn't like his vegetables. I love vegetables.
Well, there's there any vegetables.
And like you say, oh, it's got to be meat or something. No, it doesn't. There's a lot of stuff I like. I like fish. I like chicken. I like meat.
I'm asking about vegetables.
Yes.
What?
I love carrots, corn, beets, peas.
Oh, there you go.
Beans. What other vegetables? I mean,
no,
I don't like cauliflower. Sorry, is that a vegetable? I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's a vegetable.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't care for cauliflower. I don't like spinach. I don't think I'm the only one that doesn't.
No, I know. I just know as a rule you don't like, you're not a big salad eater.
No.
Although
I'll have lettuce wraps and stuff like that.
Right.
But we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You like one version of something, but then you don't like it in another version.
Well, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't like salad, but I don't like... I like lettuce on a lettuce wrap, but I won't eat salad.
But you won't eat salad. Okay.
Maybe I could. I don't know. A chicken salad? I don't know. It's just chicken and lettuce, right?
Well, no. Chicken salad is chicken with like other stuff mixed into it.
See, that's where you lose.
Now, you could have a salad with chicken in it. But, yeah. But chicken salad... is like with mayo and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's where you... All right, sunshine today, high in the mid to upper 60s.
What just happened?
I don't know. You started it.
I wanted to know
with your
curry what I was smelling.
Crap. 45 this morning.
I like the smell. I just wanted to know what I was smelling.
Well, then give her a little bit of... since you put behind her ears... You can walk around smelling
where
like...
where I put my ankles.
Thank you. I'm sorry. That's right. Stand corrected. Okay.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
People are seeing a guy, around L.A. driving a Lyft that looks like Will Smith. Well, that's because it's Will Smith.
Oh.
He's been driving a Lyft to promote Bad Boys for Life. So... it is him. You might just get Will Smith as a Lyft driver.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Baio's doing it, too, but he's not promoting anything.
Stop it.
Chachi. Fran Drescher. This was an interesting story. She's 62 years old, and she was asked in an interview, if she's seeing anyone. She said, no, I got a friend with benefits, basically. She says, we don't really go out. We don't go to restaurants. We don't really date.
Yeah.
What we do, though, we do great. And it's delightful. So,
there
you go.
That's one of those things, Carla, I think sounds great on paper.
Friends with benefits?
If you have it.
Mm-hmm.
but there's a lot of ways it can go wrong.
It can.
It starts out really well.
Yeah, it can. I had one when I was younger. It was just fine, actually. Yeah. I think it's, well, I don't know. I think it's easier to do when you're much younger or when you're quite a bit older and just, you know better. But in between, I think that it can just go horribly wrong.
Horrible.
Horribly wrong, yes. And, you know, I mentioned yesterday, Jessica Simpson has written a new memoir. It's called Open Book. And whether you like her or not, there's some interesting stuff in it. Now, there's there are different excerpts that are coming out. She says she hit rock bottom. She drank booze on Halloween morning and was too drunk to even dress her children. She said it was 7:30 in the morning and I'd already had several drinks. Was terrified of letting them see me in that shape. She said, I truly don't even know who got them into their costumes that night. So she had a bit of a drinking problem. She definitely did. And there are some reasons that have come up. Some interesting stuff. So if you are a fan of Jessica Simpson or you were a fan of, chicken of the sea, which is tuna, or buffalo wings, which are not buffalo, maybe you want to check out Jessica's book. Don't miss Kansas, by the way, live at the Smith Center March 21st.
What was she? Was she famous for being a singer, an actress? What was her?
Originally famous for being a singer.
Oh, okay.
Then she did that reality show.
With Nick Lachey?
Nick Lachey, her husband at the time.
Then she.
Yeah.
Tony Romo, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then she screwed up Dallas's couple seasons.
That's why he retired.
Jersey.
Yeah, okay. That was it.
By the way, we've been talking about the big game spots and stuff like that. Boys to Men, did you catch the NFC Championship game? They sang the national anthem. Nailed it. It was awesome.
So good.
Well, they're coming back to Vegas. They start back up tonight over at the Mirage. We had a chance to talk to Nathaniel Morris of Boys to Men. And they are from Philadelphia, but he is a huge 49er fan.
Yeah.
Wait until you hear why and how he became a 49er fan. We're going to share that part of the conversation with you here in about 6-7 minutes. Throughout the morning, we've been talking about the big game, of course, some of the spots. 49ers, San Francisco, taking on Kansas City. Kansas City hadn't been to the Super Bowl in 50 years.
Yeah.
First time. They're all excited about it. Jeff Anderson, big Kansas City fan.
He sure is.
He's from Kansas City. Yeah. Loves Kansas City. Well, we had mentioned Boys to Men, who had sang the national anthem at the NFC Championship game.
Right.
They nailed it. They were so good.
They are.
Come to find out, Nate Morris of Boys to Men, big 49er fan. But you had brought up, when we visited with him on the phone, how is it you're from Philadelphia?
Yeah.
But yet you're a 49er fan.
Yeah.
And here's what he told us.
It's funny because, you know, we've been getting a lot of flack on social media.
Only
because I don't go on there. But I heard, not that I really give it whatever, but, you know, from Philly fans, and Philly fans are a certain way. That's just who they are.
Yes, they are.
I grew up there. I believe that I know how they are. I know how they feel. I get it. But none of that has nothing to do with me.
Yes. So
when I was in the fifth grade, I had this bully that used to beat me up every day. One Tuesday, he came to school, and he was pissed off for some reason, and I didn't know why. So I'm not his friend, so I wasn't going to ask him. But he asked his friend, I said, yo, why is he so pissed off today? And he's like, well, you know, his team lost on Monday Night Football last night. And I'm like, well, who's his team? He says, the Dallas Cowboys. I said, well, who did they lose to? He said, the San Francisco 49ers. That was it for me.
And just like that, Nathan became a 49er.
It's not rocket science.
Oh, I love it.
That is a great story.
It's not all of a sudden, oh, you're a Niner fan because they're winning. Ain't got nothing to do with it. It was a simple child decision.
I love that story.
Jeez,
I love that story.
So do I.
Who beat them?
That's cool.
Oh, the 49ers. That's my team now.
Yeah.
If I can't beat the guy up, I'll just root for that.
Guess what? I'm going to root for the team that, exactly.
That's Nathan Morris from Boys to Men. They are back at the Mirage tonight. What a good guy. The entire visit, by the way, on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com.
Yay!
Welcome back.
So glad I'm back.
To the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3kklz.
Okay, I don't know of anybody who looks more forward to Friday than Carla.
Yeah.
Especially at about this time, because this is your chance to win those tickets before you can buy them for Bon Jovi. And this is going to happen in June their return to Vegas, T-Mobile Arena, the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. We always play a round of Speak Up. Speak Up. So it's a game that a lot of people are playing, and you put the device or your contraption in your mouth, and all you have to do is figure out what Carla is saying.
Okay. Let me reinsert. It's in the
line. Here we go.
And for the record, none of us have ever gotten close to trying to figure out what she's saying until she writes it down and gives it to us.
Okay.
Go ahead. Well, today's going to be no different.
Well, the beginning of it is the soft sand of Canada. That's clear.
That's clear. That's obvious.
Well, yeah, everyone knows about the soft sand of Canada.
Of course. All right, one more time. Now, see, instead of Canada, I heard sausage.
Well, Canadian sausage. That's a thing.
The soft sand of sausage.
The soft sand of Canada is sneaking in your land. Build the wall. The soft sand of Canada is sneaking in your land.
Okay. See, I didn't even know what you said there, but you put up your finger and I said, okay. Okay, I heard sassafras and saw.
Yeah, I didn't hear soft sand or Canada that time. No. Are you reading the same thing?
I can't even. You guys try to guess.
Okay. You know what? We're going to look for caller number 9, 702-739-9636, after we get through news and weather, and we will try and help you. Now, keep in mind. You got to tell us what you're saying. Lines are on hold right now. These are for tickets for Bon Jovi. 702-739-9636. Good luck. We have Corey on the phone. Corey, can you figure out what she's saying?
I have no freaking idea.
Help Corey out. Go ahead.
A dog
walks into a bar.
No.
Something.
Yeah.
Does that help, Corey?
Oh, boy. I need a little more, if you can give me a little more.
Well, a little more would be the entire answer.
Well, come on.
Oh,
my goodness. No.
Now tell me about it.
Try back.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
All right, let's try this and see what happens. Brianna, are you there?
Yes.
All right, can you identify what she's saying? You want to hear it one more time?
Can I hear it, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds so different than what it is. I don't even know where to begin.
You want to call back?
No, I want to try something.
Give us something.
I don't know.
If you say it slower and quieter, it doesn't help.
No, not really. I got A.
Okay. All right, think about it and call us back.
Thank you.
All right, I think this is Brenda. Brenda, you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay. Can you figure out what she's saying?
Oh, my gosh. A duck and a platypus walk into a bar.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you because that's how you. Yes.
Are you kidding me?
It's. You're. That is so. It's. A duck-billed platypus walks into a bar. That is good. I gotta give it. That was good.
No sausage? No Canada? No.
John, Morty?
Huh. No, I'm just disappointed. No.
Brenda, you're going to see Bon Jovi. You got the tickets.
Now I can't understand what's being said.
I know.
Nobody else can believe it either. You got the tickets. You're going to see Bon Jovi in June, T-Mobile Arena, from the Keller Cooling Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick all the tickets up and everything else. And by the way, for everybody else who couldn't even get through or...
Yes.
Second chance to win. A lot easier, probably.
Yes.
Just enter it on the KKLZ website, 96.3kklz.com. Brenda, hang on the line. We've got to take down some information. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
Had another winner in the 10K Payday Contest. Check this out. It was Mary Lou Massey. Beasley Banker gave her a call. Find out how she was going to spend the $1,000.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's her reaction. I'm sorry.
Okay.
She said she was going to go shopping and maybe to the lake.
Okay.
How about
fine.
That?
Fine. Love it.
Qualified for $10,000 as well as everybody else who entered the keyword for last hour in that 15-minute designated time. You also are qualified for $10,000. If you enter through the free app or on our website, your next chance to win less than an hour from now, Wendy Rush. We'll have another code word for you. 10 o'clock. Be listening for that. We have some weird, wild, wacky stories if Speak Up wasn't good enough for you.
Yeah, my lips are all chapped now.
Maybe do it with a thing in your mouth. Do it next.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Sky Diamonds. A man and woman in Nebraska broke into an apartment last week, but the guy slipped on some ice as he was stealing the TV and broke his leg.
Oopsie.
Cops tracked him down in the hospital, and once he can walk away, they'll arrest him.
Okay.
See, that'll teach you to steal something in the winter.
Oh, gosh.
Girl filmed herself doing a poop prank on her boyfriend.
Oh, what?
She's in the bathroom putting a large dab of chocolate pudding on her head.
Oh, okay.
Yells out, hey, I need some toilet paper. Ran out.
Oh,
well,
oh,
so the boyfriend, of course, comes in with, and then with the toilet paper, she pokes her hand through the door and, of course, wipes a little pudding on him, and he freaks out. So
that's really gross, actually. It's funny, but yeah. It's so gross. That is so gross.
I have the audio clip. I don't think you want to hear
square?
It. It's,
yeah. You know. Jeez. Oh, my God.
You could use pudding ice cream, whatever the case
may
be.
Oh, wow. So. Oh, man. Well, Curtis Phelps, Anchorage, Alaska, he was taking his trash out. And if you've been to Alaska, you know this happens a lot. A large moose wandered onto his property. Well, he freaked out. He went into a nearby shed. And then he had to call his wife from inside the shed because he locked himself in there. And he was afraid the moose was still out there, so she had to come let him out. The moose was gone. He was still stuck in the shed. And this story here, I think we can all relate to this, because when you order something...
Hold on, I can hear the moose now. Maybe that's not the moose.
All right, well, maybe so.
No.
Play that again.
Huh? You like that, huh?
Okay.
That's just me waking up.
All right, I guess so. Listen, you order something, right? You give them all your information. You pay for it. You want to get it.
Yeah.
Teenager from Ontario, Canada. Now, he called the police recently because the fake ID that he ordered had not arrived yet.
Can you not trust anybody?
No. He said he was worried because he gave the seller all of his personal information. Oh, gosh. The cops said the incident highlights the need to be a little more careful online. He said, don't just share any personal or identifying information with anyone on the internet. You just don't know where that information goes. I'm sure that he probably got in a little trouble from his parents as well. You know, I don't know. I paid for it.
The person making the fake ID, that's a genius move.
Yes, it is.
So you're
it
getting
really is.
real... identities from people, and he's probably making fake IDs with those.
He probably is.
And reselling. Gosh,
yeah. My
man.
Dude. I paid my dude, and he didn't give me my fake ID, officer.
So, Dad, why are you mad at me?
Yeah, you know what? My dude didn't get what he promised to get to me, man. It is Friday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
As we do with every show, we like to end it with a bit of good news. This has gone a bit national, this story. This is so cool. A guy named Cameron Reese. He's a Kansas City Chiefs season ticket holder, and he's very, very excited because next week he gets to go to the game for free. That's the Super Bowl.
Wow.
He signed up this season for the designated driver program through the NFL. It's called Responsibility Has Its Reward. So you agree, you know, not to drink at the games. You can go to the games, but then you drive people home because you have not been drinking.
Oh.
Now, those don't include the Super Bowl, obviously, but thousands of people signed up and they do this. And he got so lucky, they drew his name and said, thank you. He's going to the Super Bowl. He's getting a pair of tickets to the Super Bowl. And he also gets free airfare, two nights in a hotel in Miami. So
wow.
I know. So he's going to bring his dad. And
that's
because
the awesome part of the
story. You know
why?
Yeah. Because his dad took him to his first NFL game 26 years ago.
Nicely done.
That's why he's doing it. I love this story. Yeah. I just love it. Good for him, man.
If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show. Hey, how can you get married when we're not divorced yet? Boy, that seems to be a big problem.
Oopsie. And if I married you as an officiant, I am so sorry if you're not married. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Check the rules and regulations.
I know.
In your local area. Those phrases... You know, as we talk about the big game, Budweiser, of course, bringing back what's up. What are those other stupid phrases that we still
Coolio.
Use? Coolio.
Brah.
Brah. Dude, brah.
Brah.
My dude.
My dude.
Yeah. Nate Morris from Boys to Men out of Philadelphia, but he's a big foreigner, a 49er fan.
Yeah.
And the story of how he became a 49er fan is hilarious.
Yeah, listen to that one.
If you want to check it out, it's on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page already. Do that. And food. All of a sudden, we're talking about food.
I know.
We got a whiff of Morty's curry chicken.
I know.
All hell broke loose.
And with all that said, there is a big new year this weekend, and it's Chinese New Year. So happy 4717. Party like it's 4717. The year of the rat. What a Gung Hai Fat Choi.
Gung Hai Fat Choi.
Well, you say it better than I do. I say the Italian version.
Gotta use your hands.
Yes, exactly.
Diva's Day Out tomorrow. Gallery at Sunset. We'll all be there. Hopefully you can stop by, say hi. Wendy Rush. 20 minutes. 10K payday contest. Good luck.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.